The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you're listening, Mark Lynch on the ballot next Tuesday, along with incumbent Scott Talley. This is one of a number of very important GOP primaries that we'll be voting on next Tuesday. Keep it here on 94.5 The Answer as Deb Sofield and I will keep you updated throughout the evening as the returns come in. Join me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line for a few minutes. Curtis Smith. Curtis is the chairman of the Spartanburg County Republican Party. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. How are you?
Good morning, Joy, and how are you?
I am wonderful, thank you. Now, you guys, you're going to be having an event tonight, right?
Yes. You know, with this coronavirus, everybody's been kind of locked down, and you couldn't do an awful lot of campaigning. So we've kind of partnered with the Boiling Springs Fire Department, and they've got all their fire trucks pulled out of the bays, and we're going to have social distancing. We're going to have about 100 chairs. That, of course, will be limited seating, but we're going to be having it live out on the Spartanburg County Republican Party Facebook page, so you'll be able to go to our Facebook page and also see it. We are going to have all the voting precinct officers in there at the very beginning, so we're going to have priority seating for them. Then we'll have the media, and then we will be open to the public for the remainder. So like I said, there's only about 100, but we've got all the races, all the contested races in Spartanburg County tonight. We've got the House District 33 with Jared Spencer and Travis Moore, which ought to be a very interesting discussion. And we've got the House District 35 with Bill Chumley, Chris Bennett, and Gary Collins. And then again, Mark Lynch and Scott Talley will be there tonight. And then County Council District 4 with Whitney Farr and that group that's going for the County Council seat. So we're going to have about, 20 minutes with each one of the areas, and it ought to be a very interesting night.
Yep, and a very important night, too, because as you mentioned, Curtis, this has been just a very unusual year because the candidates, they just haven't been able to be out at the events that they typically would be. And voters, I get emails and text messages every day saying, well, who am I voting for? What's going on next Tuesday? And so this is just a good time if you're in Spartanburg County to either be there tonight. Or better yet, if you want to stay home and you feel safer at that, then tune in and watch on Facebook because that's just another way for you to hear firsthand what these candidates stand for. Curtis, any idea you have any projections on what kind of turnout we're going to see next Tuesday?
Well, we've had a record mail-in and early voting. I mean, since the legislature allowed that number 18 where you could go down and vote early, down at the county building, they have a pretty good stream of people coming through. And I believe that we're going to get between 10 and 12%, which is pretty good turnout for a primary. And we're trying to tell people to go to scvotes.org and pull off their sample ballots so they can see what the issues and who they get to vote for and where their voting precincts are, because we've consolidated 12 of these voting precincts in order to have more people there and keep away from the coronavirus and some of the other locations. So people need to get their sample ballot, and it's going to be a great, great evening tonight.
And I'm looking forward to being there with you as well, Curtis. So thank you for asking me to be a part of it. And as always, good to talk with you. I'll see you tonight.
Thank you, Joy.